This is The Book and the Spade, a report on the latest discoveries and developments in biblical archaeology. Here's your host, Gordon Govier.
On today's program, we're going to be talking about walking where Jesus walked, right in the temple in Jerusalem. Our guest on today's program is Frankie Snyder, a member of the Temple Mount Sifting Project team, and an expert in the study of ancient Herodian-style flooring. Several months ago, there was a story that got quite a bit of circulation about the type of flooring that was used in the temple. You figured out exactly what kind this was. So, Frankie, welcome to The Book and the Spade. Tell us how you got involved in this project.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I originally started working with the Temple Mount Sifting Project as a volunteer about 2 weeks after I arrived in the country. In 2007, in the summer, I made Aliyah, which means to make a permanent move here to Israel. After I got some of my general paperwork done about getting your ID card and all those kind of things, I decided I had a few weeks before my Hebrew language classes started, so I might as well volunteer doing something. As I checked around, I heard about the Temple Mount Sifting Project. These are archaeologists who are sifting through what they could salvage from over 400 truckloads of dirt that had been dumped off of the Temple Mount in 1999. This was done as part of some construction that was being on the Temple Mount, although it was quite illegal, and the dumping was illegal. These archaeologists had requested this material from the Antiquities Authority. They took the material up to a national park close by, and it started sifting a couple years before I got here, sifting through all this material looking for artifacts. I started working there just as a volunteer, but after 2 weeks, I got hired, which was really neat because having just moved to the country and not knowing the language, it was amazing to have a paying job within a month of arriving.
And from what I understand, there have been more than 200,000 volunteers that have participated in their project. In fact, we had a group there in 2008, and we may have even talked with you at that time. We sifted there for one day.
Yes, this is the project, archaeological project, that has used more volunteers than any other archaeological project in the country. The way we're sifting through the material, you do not have to be an expert. We can have anybody look through the material, and we tell them, we want you to look for pieces of pottery, we want you to look through mosaic stones, any kind of glass you see, any kind of metal. We just tell the people what we want them to look for, show them example pictures, and anybody can do it. We have three-year-olds who do it by standing up on little step stools. We've had blind people participating in the project because it's something that once we describe it and let them feel it in their hand, they can search among the rubble for these objects. So it's amazing to see.
Basically, if you find anything that looks like something, then you show it to an expert and they'll tell you what it is.
Exactly. So we tell people, you know, there's going to be a lot of natural rocks in here. We're asking you to look for things that are not natural rocks. Now, some of the natural rocks are also important, like flint, because it may be a tool. But most of the time, we're actually asking people to look for an object. So as they're looking, they're going, rock, 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 rock. Oh, I found something. This doesn't look like a rock. And we're going, good, that's what we want, anything that's not rocks.
I remember one of the things that we were looking for were these teeny tiny little coins. I forget what period they were, but they're very difficult to spot.
These are what we call the Byzantine minims. Now, some of them are actually earlier than the Byzantine period. Some of them may be during the Second Temple period, but they're very, very small. They're made out of bronze, and they're only the size of an eraser on a pencil. We always tell people, if you wear reading glasses, this is the time to put on your reading glasses because you're going to need to focus on really tiny objects in here.
How did you get focused in on figuring out what the flooring looked like in the Temple of Jesus time?
One of the things that I found quite fascinating that we were finding were all kinds of geometric shaped tiles. These were tiles made out of different kind of stones. It's not a clay tile or a ceramic tile, but a stone tile. They were cut in the shapes of squares, triangles, rectangles, octagons, hexagons, you name it, any kind of geometric shape, we have them. They were cut and then polished very well on the top. The name is opus sectili. Opus is a Latin word that means work. Sectili is to cut, like to section something. So sectili was to cut. So the stones were cut and polished into these beautiful paving stones. King Herod was the one who brought this craft here to Israel, and he used these floor tiles in his palaces. And as we started finding ones on the Temple Mount, we realized he also used them there. Now, this craft remained popular, especially throughout the Byzantine period, in churches and in bathhouses. We see them again later in the Crusader period. They were used in churches there. And we see them in the Islamic period being used in buildings like the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque. So once King Herod brought this craft here, it stuck and has been here ever since. We were finding all these beautiful tiles, and I asked one of the archaeologists, is anyone working on these to try to reconstruct the floors, trying to figure out how to put all these back together again in meaningful patterns? The girl who was the archaeologist that day said, no, what we're doing right now is recording them. We're taking the measurements, we're putting that into the computer, but we're not actually trying to do reconstructions yet. Would you like to do that? And I said, yes, I'm a mathematician. I love geometry. Here, I'll give it a try. And that's how I got started in it, simply by volunteering.
For those who've just joined us, we're talking about Frankie Snyder, who works with the Temple Mount Sifting Project team in Jerusalem, and her part of the project working on restoring what the floor of the temple looked like in the time of Jesus. What is your background in math and geometry? What did you bring as far as experience to this project?
My background is a degree in math from Virginia Tech. I also minored in statistics. Later on, I worked on a master's degree in statistics at Texas A&M. And then when I finally completed a master's degree, it was in Jewish studies at Hebrew College in Boston. So between the math, the statistics, and the Jewish history, I was able to go into an archaeological site and have something to offer to them. I joke about, I'm the mathematician they didn't realize that they needed there. But I always loved geometry, so when I saw all these tiles, I thought, you know, there must be some way to figure out by working backwards, sort of like reverse engineering, working backwards to figure out what kind of patterns were used. One of the first things I had to do was start looking around Israel at each of Herod's palaces to see how the floors were created there. We find this same kind of flooring, these opus ectelli floors, at Masada, Herodian, Jericho, Kypros. We found some at a building in Banyas, in Tiberias, which is actually Herod's son's palace there, down in Caesarea. So there's a number of places around that I could look for samples to see what did Herod use, what kind of patterns was he making, what kind of materials was he using at each of these different places. And it was by studying those that I got a good idea as to what to look for and samples of how you might start putting the tiles back together again.
Then you basically had patterns that you could look for in like a puzzle, see what fit into those patterns.
Yes. Also, this flooring was very popular in Rome at the same time that the Second Temple stood. Jesus' temple was standing here. So we look in Rome, Pompeii, and Herculaneum, especially Pompeii and Herculaneum, because both of these cities were destroyed by the eruption of Vesuvius in the year 79. And you have to remember the temple was destroyed in the year 70. So any floors that we would find in Pompeii and Herculaneum would be totally contemporaneous with what was on the Temple Mount in Jesus' time. So these are some of the primary places to look for patterns. So what I would do was take certain tiles, especially tiles that had sort of irregular shapes. You know, a square is a square. But if you have, say, a triangle that is very long and skinny, I could look in the Roman patterns and look at the patterns in various Herodian palaces and say, how would this kind of tile be used? And is there a way to incorporate it into a tile pattern here? So that's how I did a lot of it, was simply by selecting tiles that had odd shapes or very odd angle sizes, especially triangles with odd angle sizes, and try to figure out how would you incorporate this into a meaningful pattern based on popular Roman patterns and based on how patterns were used in Herod's palaces.
So what I understand is that you have restored at least 7 different designs that may have been used in these Opus Sectile floors?
Yes, right now I have 7 different patterns that are from the Herodian period. We also have 2 patterns from the Crusader period. During the Crusader period, the Temple Mount was occupied by the Christians, by the Crusaders who were there, and they took various buildings that were already on the Temple Mount, especially the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, and they turned them into Christian use. The Dome of the Rock was turned into a church, and Al-Aqsa Mosque became the headquarters for the Knights Templar. And within the various buildings, they also laid these beautiful floors, and we're finding some of their tiles too, as well as the Herodian ones. So one of my first jobs was to figure out how to sort out which tiles are from the Herodian period, which tiles are Byzantine, which tiles are Crusader, and which tiles are from Islamic periods. And there's actually certain key things that you can look for, like the ones that were used in the Herodian period were based on the Roman foot. Now, the Roman foot is about, say, since you're in the United States, so I'll do this in inches, it's about 11 3/4 inches long, just barely shorter than the 1 foot that you're used to using. But it turns out that the Crusader tiles are based on the inch. Now, I have no idea how the inch got over here or when it got here, but their tiles are based on the inch.
So there's a difference.
There is a difference. There's a difference in materials. There's a difference in the size of them. You know, even if you're dealing with the foot, the Roman foot, you would have ones that are 1/2 foot or 1/4 foot or strips that are 1/8 foot. So you're dealing in fractions of a Roman foot. So what you're always looking for is, you know, is this a Roman foot? Is it 1/2? Is it 1/4? Is it 1/8? How is it related to a Roman foot?
One of the things that I've noticed since I first read this story, and we included an article about this in our Artifacts magazine, is maybe in the Vatican or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which has been in the news lately.
Yes.
And seeing a floor there and saying, oh, that kind of looks like Opus Sectile also.
Yes, it is. And in fact, the 2 patterns that we have, that we figured out that we have on the Temple Mount, both of these, we know that they're Crusader because they match floors in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. One of the floors, we have no idea where it existed. We have not been able to find remnants or pictures or drawings of this particular floor, any buildings on the Temple Mount, although we know it occurs twice in 2 different chapels in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and also in 2 places in St. John the Baptist Church in Ankarim, which is just west of Jerusalem. It's like a western suburb. The other floor is actually the Opus Sectile floor that is in the Latin Calvary Chapel, meaning on the top of the Rock of Golgotha. There is a beautiful floor up there, and we have tiles exactly like that one. And that one, we actually figured out where the matching floor is. It is actually still inside the Dome of the Rock. Parts of that floor still exist inside that building today.
A clearer picture of what it was like to walk where Jesus walked in the temple in Jerusalem, coming from the research of Frankie Snyder, a member of the Temple Mount Sifting Project team. We'll continue this conversation in our next program. We also have an article and photo on the Temple Mount tiles in the latest issue of Artifacts. If you'd like to stay on top of the latest discoveries and developments in biblical archaeology, you should subscribe to Artifacts. You can find out how by going to our website at radioscribe.com. That's radioscribe.com. I'm Gordon Govier. Join us again next time for more Backgrounders on the Bible through Biblical Archaeology on The Book in the Spade.
The Book in the Spade is produced by Scribe Media. For information on biblical archaeology resources or obtaining a copy of this program on CD, go to our website at radioscribe.com.